Congressman, your plan is being introduced. First of all, how does the Republican plan or the plan that you're crafting address the issue of the numbers of uninsured we have in this country?
Well, what we released yesterday was a summary of what we plan to do, and we think it's a common sense approach. And what we're trying to do is make healthcare more affordable, get the cost down in the system, make healthcare more available so more people can have insurance. And we do that through a number of ways. We think liability reform is important because we know doctors are ordering tests that don't need to be done simply to cover any potential lawsuits they may face. We want to beef up oversight on waste, fraud, and abuse, and really give folks help with their premiums if they're at low and modest income levels or at or near retirement.
Where else is there waste in the system beyond the liability issue?
Well, clearly in the government programs of Medicare and Medicaid, there is virtually no oversight on waste, fraud, and abuse. In fact, we had an auditor come before the committee and say it's actually more profitable to be dealing drugs and safer than it is to defraud Medicare than it is dealing drugs.
The other part of the issue of insurance for some people is that insurers don't want to cover people with pre-existing conditions who come into it. Also, health insurance is not, in many cases, transferable. Are you going to address those issues?
Yeah, we do. We say that, look, if you've been sick, you're going to be able to get health care coverage. We think that's absolutely critical. And one of the things that we want to do is really make it easier for people in small business, especially, to offer an affordable policy. And we also beef up the ability of people to get HSAs or flexible spending accounts. And those are insurance policies that aren't necessarily tied to your employer, so you're going to be able to change jobs and not lose your health care.
Fewer and fewer employers seem to want to carry the burden of the health care. I mean, the cost of it has grown, and this adds to the cost of them doing business. So hopefully you're going to try to make it more attractive for these businesses to insure their employees.
Particularly small business. Obviously, there's 160 million Americans who receive health care through their employers. A significant number of people do have health care, but especially in small business, that number has been going down. So, and that's really cost-driven. So if they can pool together and join with other small businesses across the country and get a lower cost because it's a bigger pool of people, we think that's a reform that is pretty common sense and we ought to do.
What is it the Republicans don't like about Obama's plan?
Well, I think probably right now the biggest two problems. One is the astronomical cost we think is unnecessary. It's going to be bigger than the GDP in most countries. But then secondly, I think the government-run plan isn't going to really bring the kind of innovation and the kind of ability of people to get insurance that we're going to need. I think what you'd see is people leaving private insurance and everybody trying to get on the government plan, and there just aren't enough tax dollars or cuts to doctors and hospitals to be able to provide for that.
Congressman, thank you very much for your time this morning.
Hey, thanks a lot, Mike.